When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Please remain calm. There is no need for alarm. This space is now being taken over by Hillbilly Broadcast.
Is this thing on? I can never get enough volume. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I'm sitting here in the studio on what is a hot July day. This episode has been recorded on July the 7th. It's a Sunday. It's a happy Sunday to y'all. Did you make it to church, you heathens? I'm sitting here, and actually, the Grant Park 165 is getting ready to take place in Chicago. And that is a NASCAR street race. Now, NASCAR has not done this before last year. Last year was the first year. Now, there have been other disciplines of motorsports that have done street races. I think Formula One does it quite often. But NASCAR had not done this. And so last year, they started this this race. And it is where they go to Chicago downtown, and they block off a 2.5 mile, 2 mile section of streets, and they race in the streets of Chicago. Now, it's a pretty interesting concept, and for some of you that are not NASCAR fans because of the oval racing, and a lot of people like to slam that because they say, they're turning left all the time. So if that's not your thing, but you do want to dip your toes into NASCAR, I would suggest checking out the Grant Park 165, because it is pretty cool watching them race on the city streets like that. So this is year two. I don't think there's any word yet if they're going to bring it back next year. But that's where we are. That's what we're doing. I've actually got it pulled up right now on my phone. See, it's streaming on Peacock, and I'm kind of taking a glance at it every now and then, getting my NASCAR fix. That is one of the problems if you're a cord cutter and you're trying to get away from having a satellite or a cable subscription. It can be hard to watch sports, at least to watch them live. Let me put it this way. I've not found a good way to watch them yet. And I think things are slowly going towards the streaming way of doing things, but they're not completely there yet. But NASCAR puts a few races every year on Peacock and streams them live over there. So that's what I'm checking into. So recently, I had the occasion within the past 6 to 8 months, I had the occasion to visit two separate CHM churches. Now, that was probably the first time that I was back in a CHM church in, if we're talking full-blown CHM church, that's probably been a good 6 years since I was in one and participated in a service. Now, the first one that I visited here over the past few months was Shelbyville Bible Holiness Church with Pastor Joe Smith. Now, what was interesting about that was the the Sunday that I was there, it was about two or three days after the episode released, after we dropped the episode of me talking about Joe Smith and him referencing Dan Downing. That timing was not on purpose, I promise you. It just so happened. We got some friends out there in Indiana, and we went out and stayed with this lady and her family, and hung out there for a weekend. And Sunday rolls around, and they told me, I said, well, we're just a little ways from Shelbyville. I said, well, do you want to go? And everybody else said, absolutely not, because I guess they're not the type of people that like to inflict mental pain and anguish upon themselves. So it wound up being just me. So Sunday morning rolls around, and I timed it to where I would get there a little bit late. Did that on purpose. I didn't want to get caught up in a lot of the pre-service interrogations. And part of that was, well, we just put out an episode talking bad about their pastor. And I didn't expect that they would know who I was. And nobody flat out approached me or said they recognized me. So they probably didn't. But I was a little nervous that maybe word got around, and maybe I'm all big and tough behind this microphone. Then maybe, you know, when I'm face to face, maybe it's a different story. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But I timed it to where I'd be late. So I pull in this parking lot, a big, beautiful church building. I get out of the truck, I go in, and there's two different sanctuaries there once you get inside the church building. And one of them is a Spanish service that takes place. That one is when you walk into the main area, you veer to the right, you go into the Spanish worship area, and left is the English service. And they had door greeters and guys with earpieces and stuff like that. And I'm like, whoa. I was impressed by their setup and by their organization. It was professional. You know, I walk in and this guy, hey, nice to see you. I forget what all he asked me, but he led me right to a seat. You know, that people that takes you up to your seats, which we never had in the churches I was in. We just, most of all, our church services were not that big. It wasn't exactly needed. But God leads me up to a seat, which happens to be about three rows from the front, which I had not planned on. I was planning on sitting in the back with the sinners and backsliders, and wound up having to sit right up front. So sat there, you know, and looked around. I took my cowboy hat with me, which I wear a lot these days. And because there is the pressure, if I know I'm going to be in a CHM service, to scale down a little bit from my normalcy. And I don't like giving into that pressure. I like to be who I am, because I'm not, you know, I'm not committing sin by dressing the way I do or whatever. So I don't like to try to tame it down. Just if nothing else, I try to be true to what I am. Well, could be right or wrong, but that's kind of my approach. But anyways, I go in there and I sit down. Service goes good. I was, when I said earlier that I was impressed by their setup and their organization, even the stage area, or as us holiness people would like to call it, the platform, was lit up with stage lights, even. Like, they had professional lighting on the stage. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is nice. And sat there through the service. Pastor Joe Smith got up and preached a sermon. I think he did hit some on some people giving up or drifting, whatever. That was somewhat in his sermon, if I remember correctly. And we just missed, and I began to make a beeline for the door, but I couldn't make it fast enough. And Pastor Joe Smith's son, who's also a pastor there, comes up and, hey, now, what was your name? I'm like, Phil. I thought I could get by with just saying Phil. What's the last name? I'm like, Phil Sparks. Oh, yeah, where are you from? I'm from West Virginia. Oh, okay. Oh, it's very good. It's very good to have you. And in the meantime, you can imagine the mental games I'm playing with myself. Like, what are they going to put me in a van? Am I going to get abducted? And of course, none of that happened. And actually, they were very kind and very nice to me. A lot of things there that I heard in the sermon that I absolutely disagree with and all that. But they were very kind, very accommodating. And I enjoyed the experience, and not for the same reasons that they enjoy going to those kind of services, but I enjoyed just the experience of seeing that all again. It had been a long time. And I have to give them props for the way that they're not fooling around when it comes to their church. They take it seriously, and the production is nice. And yeah, it was an interesting experience. Now, the second church that I attended was Crystal Park. Crystal Park Wesleyan Methodist Church. So, as a kid, I attended for most of the time that I was in the CHM, I attended West Hill Wesleyan Methodist Church. And for those of you that don't know, whenever you see Wesleyan Methodist after the name of a church, that's an Allegheny church. I don't know why they name it the way that they do, but that's an Allegheny church. So you have West Hill here in West Virginia.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Crystal Park is considered somewhat to be the sister church to West Hill. And I think a lot of that was that back in the day, you had a lot of us hillbillies here from West Virginia, and I'm talking probably, what, in the 50s, 60s, in that area. When work dried up here, a lot of the West Virginia people went to Ohio or they went to Detroit, Michigan, or something like that to find work. And specifically, it seems that a lot of them landed in the Canton, Ohio area. So you had a lot of people that had roots here, specifically around this area of West Virginia, that went to Canton. And a lot of them attended, or their offspring attended, Crystal Park Church. Now, some of them, as they started getting older and retiring or whatever, some of them moved back to this area in West Virginia, or they would have like a summer home, a cabin or something like that in the woods around here. And they would come down for Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, things like that. And they would then attend Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night service at West Hill. So there was a lot of overlap between West Hill and Crystal Park. Now, I had heard of Crystal Park all of my life, but I had never set foot in the building. My mom used to attend there when she was a kid. So then, of course, you know, my grandma and grandpa, they were there. A lot of different family members attended there, but I had never physically set foot in the building, even though I felt like I knew the building, because I had heard all these stories all my life. So my grandma's sister, my great aunt, Rose Turner, passed away. And by all accounts, And from every instance that I had to be around Rose, she was a fantastic individual. And Rose Turner was one of those. I wasn't really close to her, but every time that I got to be around her, it was almost like a special occasion. And by that, I mean just to be around her was special. She could make you laugh harder than almost anybody I've ever come across. She was very quick-witted. She could just come up with things right off the bat. And I remember as a kid, some of the things that she might come off with, you know, was just normal enough to where my CHM mind thought it was a little bit over the line, but that still made me laugh. You know, so I thought she was great. I loved her. Again, I never spent a whole lot of time around her. And sadly, now that I think about this, I probably never told her this to her face, which is not a good thing. But, you know, I thought she was fantastic. And I always enjoyed being able to be around her and hear her tell stories and poke fun at people. My gosh, she had an art of just talking trash and, you know, just giving other people flack. And that's the way a lot of my family does things. You know, we give each other flack and go back and forth. And she was great at it. But she passed away here about a month or so ago. And her funeral was going to be at Crystal Park Church. So, I said, well, I'm going to go up to the funeral and pay her my respects and so on and so forth. And got up there to Crystal Park. Now, this is an old church building. This is a very traditional-looking Holiness Church. I don't remember when it was built, but it's an old dog. And I walk in there right about as the service was starting. And look, that place is packed. I mean, jam-packed. We're talking probably 200-plus people jammed in a normal-sized Holiness Church, so you know what that's like. We're not talking about a Beavertown church or something like that. We're talking about a normal, typical Holiness Church that you might normally have, what, maybe 50 people in if it's a healthy, air quotes, a Holiness Church. So when you start getting 150, 200, 250 in there, you're packing the place out. I walk in and I see a lot of hair up on top of the head and a lot of dresses and a lot of long sleeve dress shirts and dress shoes. I'm standing there like, oh boy. Because out of Shelbyville, those were not people I knew. Well, some of the people at this service, there was a lot of people that I had known and had not seen for many, many years. And I'm not going to lie, there were some times I started getting a little uptight. I'm like, whew, man, you know, you have to kind of gather yourself together and be like, Phil, stop. You're just fine. Ain't nothing they can do to you. And you have nothing to be ashamed of. That's the thing. That's something that gets to me sometimes when I really think about it. It's like, hey, I'm not the one that's wrong here. I don't have anything to be ashamed of as far as when it comes to my theology or what I believe. I firmly believe that I'm in the right in this thing. But that peer pressure can still be so darn strong. It can be really strong. And it's amazing how that can hit. It's kind of out of the blue. But we had, so the funeral took place and it was a very nice service, preached by Gabe Norris, who seemed to be a very nice guy. I can remember him as a kid. And one thing about Gabe Norris, who's a CHM pastor to this day, Gabe, I can remember, can throw a football. At least when I was a kid, he could. And I remember I talked to him about it at the meal that happened after the funeral. I can remember him taking a football and throwing it behind his back. No kidding, for what looked like had to have been 40 yards. Perfect spiral. I mean, this guy is just massive, just a beast. But he did a very good job preaching the funeral. And then there was the kind of the hillbilly tradition of when somebody dies, and this may be in other cultures as well, but specifically in hillbilly culture, when somebody dies, everybody brings food. And we all then going to go to a hall somewhere, and we're going to sit and eat and conversate with one another and tell some stories and catch up a little bit. Because some of these people you don't see from one funeral to the next. That's just the way it happens a lot of times. So we go to this the hall and sit there and start eating. That hall is jam-packed. And again, I saw some people that I know are not huge fans of Brother Sparks here. But everything went pretty smooth. You know, I made sure I was very friendly and all that. You know, tried my best to be. I actually saw my childhood CHM pastor and sat and talked with him a little bit. Now, there were some, don't get me wrong, there were some quips thrown at specifically my mom, because mom does not look CHM anymore. She's not CHM. So there was some things in passing, passive aggressively, as a lot of CHM people are prone to do, in my opinion. Some comments made about, you know, her appearance and things like that. But I, you know, we just let them go and like, okay, you know, whatever. This is not the place to get into an argument. We went on about our day. But it was, overall, was treated pretty well by everybody there. I mean, you know, it was great to see, of course, the cousins. I always call them the Turner girls, even though two of them are married. We grew up going to Clinton camp with them, and it's always a blast we could see them. Of course, Byron, that's been on the show, he's married to Julie Turner, was Turner. Yeah, so it was great to see them, saw Byron again, and as always, they treat us fantastic. But it was just interesting being around that many holiness people. Obviously, it was a mix, you know. Obviously, not everybody there is holiness, but just being around that many. A lot of people I remember from Clinton Camp, which is getting ready to kick off here in a few weeks, I think, by the way. Still, even though I've been very vocal about how I feel and what I believe and what I think the CHM is doing wrong, when you get around a pack of them like that, you can still feel a little bit of the pressure. Now, that might all be from me. I would say that most of it is self-made pressure, self-hyped up pressure to almost feel uncomfortable or something when you're around them. And I think a lot of that, the reason why I battle that when I'm around a lot of CHM people is because I remember how I used to think about people like me when I was CHM. So I think that's what I'm comparing to. And some of them, maybe none of them, feel that way about me. But it's still an interesting trip to take. And some interesting reflection goes on. But like I said earlier, I wind up having to just remind myself that, hey, I'm not in the wrong here. At least based off of my research, I'm not the one that's wrong. So, until next time, remember Jesus loves you. I do too. We'll do this thing again real soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.